The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone. That's right, we're heading into the danger zone. David Trainer, president of New Constructs, joins us each week to take a look at an issue that he finds has gone towards the dangerous side. Remember, New Constructs, they analyze stocks and mutual funds and ETFs on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. If you want information, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
Amazon.
Danger, danger.
And why is Amazon in the danger zone? And I'm really curious because you've had a couple of companies like OfficeMax that have been in the danger zone. And in part, they were suffering from competition with the online guys. Now you've got an online retailer in Amazon and saying that they're in the danger zone.
That's right. I think because retailing at the end of the day is not quite a zero-sum game, but pretty close to a zero-sum game when it comes to margins. And Amazon stock price is implying fairly ridiculous levels of either revenue growth or margin improvement to justify its price, and I just don't think that's ever going to happen.
If it never happens, what happens to the stock?
You know, I think the stock will just sort of come back down to earth compared to where it is today. I think that fair stock price, you know, it's at, what, $265 today. You know, I see an economic book value on this stock closer to 50 or 60.
That's the economic value. And we all know the market can stay irrational longer than we can all stay solvent. You dig in at the deepest levels. That's what we talk about every single week. We know that investors look at this stuff at the most frivolous of levels, as in, I really like Amazon. I can't imagine that there would be anything that would be problematic. If Amazon is in trouble, there are going to be people out there who go, okay, well, if this guy's right about Amazon, but he was also right about OfficeMax, et cetera, then it just means that all retailers are in trouble. So I got to ask the question, with your model, knowing that retailers, as a general rule, have crappy profit margins, does it just mean that all retailers have problems or that Amazon particular is going to be worse than everybody else?
Now, this isn't so much about the quality of the company as it is the quality or the danger in the stock price. You know, Walmart's sort of the king of retailers. We like that stock. I own it in my hedge fund. They got as strong a business model as you usually have, and they've got terrific scale. My point here is really to kind of frame the investment question for investors to think about Amazon as a business. And one of the big traps that investors have fallen into all the way back to the tech bubble is they believe companies are going to make all kinds of crazy money off the internet and this new efficient way of delivering things. What they don't realize is that companies don't really make much money off that. Most of the value related to that transmits to consumers. So at the end of the day, we get stuff for cheaper as consumers and we get it more efficiently, and that's great for us. The real value add is to the consumer, not at all to the company or its investors. And let me give you kind of a good comp for this. Back in early 2006, I made a similar call on eBay saying, look, a lot of people think it's a great business model, it's a great concept, it is, but they've got minimal barriers to entry. As soon as eBay raises their price as much, somebody's coming in and taking market share. And so it's a great concept what eBay has, but there's not a lot of profit in it for the company. Mm-hmm. Most of that value related to the eBay model transmits straight to the consumer. And now consumers have access to stuff at cheaper prices in a way that they never have before, right? Same concept applies to Amazon. The day they start raising their margins much, All the other online retailers leave theirs the same, and they take market share. And people will say, well, Amazon's got a big competitive advantage in distribution and fulfillment. And I say, well, is it better than what Walmart has or Costco or Target or Home Depot or CVS or Walgreens? These are all competitors of Amazon's as well, and their margins aren't so great. These are fairly low-margin businesses. And let's throw on top of that the fact that Amazon's got an even lower margin than those guys have now. I ranked in my system, I ranked the companies with above $1 billion in market cap. I took all companies, and Amazon's margin ranked 1,051st out of all U.S. companies with $1 billion in market cap.
Wow.
When I looked at all the retail comps, you know, like a lot of the companies I mentioned here and a bunch of other ones, also $1 billion in market cap, Amazon was 75th.
Which is dead last.
Sorry, that's right. It was last.
Okay. Yeah. So 75 retail companies with $1 billion or more in market cap, and Amazon's margins, it's NOPAT, absolutely the worst.
NOPAT margin.
And that ultimately is why a valuation is out of whack. So even if you
That's
like
exactly
the company,
right.
You can't like the stock.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you assume Amazon's last fiscal year margin was 1%. If we put into a discounted cash flow model a 1.4% margin, which is what we use because it's more of a weighted average of the last 3 years, we don't want to overweight the most recent year, which is a little bit of a decline. That means the company's got to grow its profits and revenues. For 25 years, the NOPAT grows at 25% compounded annually over 25 years. That would imply revenues of $3.8 trillion, or 10 times that of Walmart.
And that is why you can say that, yeah, the price of Amazon is way out of whack. It's why Amazon, ticker symbol AMZN, is in the danger zone. Wow. David Treanor, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life. I really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
And as always, remember, if you want more information on New Constructs, you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. You can go to newconstructs.com. There's much more to go on the May the 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, the Money Life Market Call when we return.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.